Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand new episode of Media Fae. Today I am joined by Dragon. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm just here to have fun and talk about Star Wars.
Yeah. So, he's here joining me again to talk about Star Wars. Fun fact, when we're recording this, tomorrow, May 1st, is the series finale of The Bad Batch.
Yep.
It has to be one hell of a finale.
I hope it's an hour long, like
a movie?
The first episode of Bad Batch was like an hour 15 or something. I think it was long as shit. And I hope this one's long, because I don't think a 20 minute episode can then close off this entire series.
Nope, especially since it's closing off mainly the entirety of Clone Wars itself.
Yeah,
we won't be seeing clones for a while.
Well, they're in here because we hear they're in here in this little series because we hear Dee Bradley Baker's voice. But you know, what are we even talking about? Well, we're talking about the trailer for the next Star Wars series in general, I guess, Tales of the Empire, which is a semi-second season to Tales of the Jedi?
Sounds like it, yeah. It sounds like it's gonna be like a more in-depth tone to the start of the Empire, from the looks of it,
yeah.
Or more kinda start of the Inquisitorious group.
And some other stuff, where Bad Batch is set like immediately after the Clone Wars ends. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, anyways, so yeah, the next series is Tales of the Empire, which we kind of knew that a second season of Tales of the Jedi was coming, it was confirmed, but we didn't think that it would be it would turn out to be a whole new series in general called Tales of the Empire. Before we begin, I was a bit disappointed to see that we will not be getting more Tales of the Jedi, specifically Tales of the Jedi. But I can't say I'm disappointed to seeing what's going on in this series. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think they're trying to do something like the Book of Boba Fett, where it was just like a semi-continuation to the Mandalorian series. Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but this seems to be much more like the vein of just of that. Like, it doesn't seem to be connecting. It connects to some stuff, but it doesn't connect entirely to Tales of the Jedi. Aside from like one thing, aside from the Inquisitor and the Inquisitor in the Ahsoka arc, the Ahsoka. I guess, yeah, so arc in
Second brother, I believe it's his name. Second brother.
That's the second brother, really.
I got no idea.
Wait. So that means the Inquisitors can just repeat. You can just repeat numbers.
No. I'm just throwing. I don't recall. I don't recall. The only Inquisitorious I recall are the fifth brother and the seventh sister, which both appeared in Star Wars Rebels.
Because in Jedi Fallen Order, there's a second sister, which is Trilla.
Hmm.
And this one's what, second brother? Is this one?
Wait, what's it? Let us check.
I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who the Birdman is. Here we go. What's this one? Every Star Wars Inquisitor explained.
Oh, Lord. He's the sixth brother.
The sixth brother. Is there not a sixth brother already?
No, from the looks of it.
Oh, he's been retconned. Oh.
What?
Okay, so... So it seems like in the comics there was a sixth brother, like a character called the sixth brother, and he was killed by Ahsoka. I guess that's how it, that, as I said, that's how Ahsoka got, like, in the novel Ahsoka.
Okay, understandable. But technically,
but then, well, then when we see the events of the novel in Tales of the Jedi, she kills the Inquisitor, which is confirmed to also be called the Sixth Brother. So yes, it seems that the character's design and just kind of retconned it to be the Birdman.
I mean, would you expect this thing to be an Inquisitor? Yes, maybe, actually. No, I don't think about it if you look at it correctly.
And it seems like from now on, the Birdman is now the Sith Brother instead of whoever this was. Instead of the almost Sith Brother, which was called Bill Valen.
Oh, Lord. Honestly, I don't. Okay, I'm going off by my Rebels PTSD, but I really like how they portrayed the Grand Inquisitor in the Tales of the Jedi trailer. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, he looks slimmer, and he looks a lot better than what they did.
Yeah, because he's animated. I mean, technically, he's animated in the Clone Wars style, which is, I think, different, a little different than the Rebel style.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more, say, like with more frames per se.
Mm. And it's the same thing that why Thrawn looks different, because he's also animated in the Clone Wars style. He looks a little more in line with Ahsoka, like how he looks in Ahsoka. You know, Elon Musk. But yeah.
Okay, let's not talk about that Inquisitor. That guy Inquisitor, let's be honest. They gave him a big ass forehead.
Which one?
Oh, fuck, the first one. Like,
also, before we get into the app, what I actually wrote down here for my notes and the speculation and all that shit, I want to speak. Like, will they include Merrick?
Oh, fuck. I forgot who he was.
Oh, Merrick was the Inquisitor in...
In the Ahsoka series? That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He appears in the trailer when the sixth brother, Barriss Offee, him and a couple others are kneeling down. He appears next to the sixth brother.
So I'm guessing we'll finally learn what his, like, Inquisitor name is, aside from, you know, Merrick.
It can't just be Merrick.
I guess Merrick is his true, I guess, like, actual name. Because he survived. I don't know how an Inquisitor survived from the Empire to, like, the Age of the Empire. Because by the time we get to A New Hope, all the Inquisitors are kind of gone.
Well, yeah. The entire... with them running out of Jedi... it would be kind of obvious for them to just straight up drop the Inquisitorius and either kill or made them go through a fate worse than death, as portrayed by the Grand Inquisitor, which got trapped on a temple in a faraway planet.
Didn't he just, like, explode in a facility or something?
Oh, yes, he did. He died in Grand Moff Tarkin's personal Star Destroyer, yes. But Darth Vader had a contingency in the comics and trapped his soul on a temple, on a old Jedi worn down temple. And now he haunts that for eternity. Because he failed Darth Vader, and you know, you fail Darth Vader, you're fucked.
You know, I haven't watched Rebels. That's all I knew, like, is Rebels' death. But then you know what? Cool stuff, comics.
Yeah, you gotta read the comics to be more in depth.
Yeah, I gotta read the comics. But yeah, we will see Merrick here. So I hope that we have to get, like, anything on him, because we don't know anything on him. He was kind of in Ahsoka for no reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just straight up dropped him in, made him look the best character there, made him think he was Ezra for what, three episodes, and then immediately get chopped in half.
The theories were it's either Ezra or Starkiller, and it ended up being Merrick.
I mean, he did kind of look like Starkiller. It would have been cool to drop Starkiller in there, but it would have been out of place, especially since Starkiller's just, you know, tad bit overpowered.
Yeah, tad overpowered.
Because he managed to not only kill everyone of the main cast for Star Wars, he went and killed Obi-Wan Kenobi's ghost just for shits.
Man,
like, I find that hilarious.
If they ever actually make Starkiller canon, like, I don't know how Starkiller is canon in Legends, to be genuinely honest with you. I have no idea how Starkiller is allowed to exist in Legends. I love how in Legends.
Have you seen Luke in Legends?
I mean during, like, the Empire. I don't mean, like, Luke during the Empire Legends isn't that OP, because he's the movie. The thing is, okay, when you talk about the movies, like, the movies are canon to Legends. They're not just, like, not there. So when you're talking about, like, Luke during the Empire era, he is literally at the same power level as canon Luke at that point. So when Starkiller is around, he is one of the most powerful characters in all of, like, in all the universe in Star Wars. And he's just allowed to exist. He's exist. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. I can believe this. I can believe this guy never showed up for the movies. Legends is so, like, bonkers. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
But man, something someone to get out of the way, even though we're now to 14 minutes and it's recording. I don't know how long it is. But yeah, just something I want to get out of the way before we actually begin talking about, like, speculating, because this series does drop in a few days, 4 days to be exact, which is kind of weird. This is the first time we ever see something drop, like, at any point in this drop on a Saturday.
Ooh, Saturday.
Which means, yes, yeah, so we can all just binge it immediately.
Pretty much, yeah.
But yeah. So, I split the speculation into two sides. You get, just like Tales of the Jedi, this is split into two arcs, which I'm okay with it being, like, three episode arcs, because that's kind of what Clone Wars had for the arcs. It's usually just three episodes. At most, it's like four.
No, you're not wrong.
So, like, having three episode arcs to make four characters is fine, because that's what Clone Wars had. But I feel like it could have been, since the fact that you're only having two arcs, I feel like it could have been more episodes or more things to put here. I don't know. I still think that the six episode things is kind of a missed opportunity, just having it be six episodes. But we're getting cool lore stuff, so I can't really complain.
Hey, we got Tales of the Jedi, and that I'm gonna be honest with you, those episodes were straight up the bomb. Like, those were good ass episodes, especially Count Dooku's backstory.
It was kind of cool seeing Count Dooku, like, in his quote unquote prime.
He straight up killed Yoda's girlfriend, or quote unquote girlfriend.
I don't know if they can have romantic attachments, but I don't think Yoda was involved with Yoda.
No, Yaddle got fucked. Yeah, let's be honest. She ain't standing after that.
I know. Yaddle is dead. It was, everyone's like, what? I mean, everyone who like knew who Yaddle was like, oh yeah, Yaddle is just kind of like maybe alive because she lives as long as Yoda. And then this happened.
She kind of got decapitated or chopped in half. We can't really see it. All we saw was the door closed.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh yeah, Yaddle's like, it just kind of made sense for Yaddle to be alive because we didn't see her die. We haven't seen her since what, Phantom Menace? So it kind of made sense for her to be alive. And then it's like, oh no, she died like right after Phantom Menace.
Yeah, pretty much. She hurt too much. Kill her.
She died right after Phantom Menace. I'm like, oh, that's why we haven't seen her. I don't know if it was said at any point during comics or anything that she died. I don't read the Star Wars comics. I'll probably be super.
I got nothing there.
It seems like I don't read the comics. I might be super lost in Acolyte.
Got that.
Since Acolyte is said to be the like the culmination of the high of the what's it called, the High Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's supposed to be like the end,
like a more in-depth area into what the High Republic was and that entire thing. I mean, so with you, I haven't really researched much on the High Republic era. I just like the fucking. The High Republic's army soldier armor looks sick. Look it up. Yeah. It looks really cool.
I feel like they've been leaning a little bit too much into High Republic. I feel like it's an era that doesn't really need to exist.
Didn't they make a cartoon about it?
They made Star Wars Jedi Adventure, Padawan Adventures or something like that.
Kids. That show is set in the High Republic era, which is ridiculous, but here we are.
And it's not even canon, apparently.
Of course, why would it be canon?
Because in the what do you call it? In the Star Wars and timeline order, like sure, Star Wars Visions it's in on there, but Star Wars Visions is like maybe canon.
Yeah, let's be honest with what we see. I don't think two animated brothers patrolling
that one is definitely not canon. That one's definitely not canon.
It's just two brothers with a giant ass Star Killer Death Star kind of looking Star Destroyer, where one climbs an X-wing and gets into a lightsaber battle with her own sister that has mechanical arms, and just a bunch of random shit.
I feel like some of them can definitely be canon. Like there are some. That could happen. That could have happened in like canon Star Wars, but there are some like this is like Legends level shit.
Mhm.
This is too much. This is like 3,000 years in the future, fucking Star Wars. When this is like the Jedi Order is restarted, and the Sith has decided to remove the fucking rule of two, and it's just the Old Republic, just like in the future.
Lord, how would the future of the Grand Army of the Republic look like?
I don't know. In canon, probably in First Order. Thing is that like that's what the First Order is. It's just like the new Empire. That's just what the First Order is. I am so I know we haven't even gone into the speculation, but I am so goddamn sad that it seems it kills a Jedi.
Bruh.
But before we even get into it, I am so goddamn sad that it seems like this intermediate era between the original trilogy and the sequel trilogy, like The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, and all that, it just seems to be leading into the sequel trilogy. Like, there is no way that the Bad Batch isn't leading, like, all the clone stuff isn't, it isn't set up for Snoke. Like, there's just no way it isn't.
I mean, Project Necromancer.
That's no, also... that has to be Snoke. That has to be Snoke.
That is Snoke. Project Necromancer is the project where they try to bring back the Emperor, or at least try to clone his bitch ass.
And Mandalorian, there's the Moff Gideon clone. So it's like, so this is all leading up to Snoke.
Everything is, even us in the Ahsoka series, what was his name? The main villain of the Rebel series of season 3, and I forgot his name. God,
Thrawn?
Thrawn, yeah. Thrawn's return was actually planned by the fucking Empire somehow. Yeah, it's weird.
So
I got no idea.
You know what? This is great. I'm loving this. I'm not actually loving it. I hate so much. They're trying. I thought what they were doing is that they were trying to, like, retroactively retcon the sequel trilogy by not mentioning it, but it just kind of seems like they're trying to, like, fill in the plot holes of the sequel trilogy.
Exactly. That's what's good about it. They're trying to give the people what they want. People want to know what happened.
Yeah, but I don't want the sequel trilogy.
but let's be honest. If we can give more space and more room for the First Order to rise, it would explain why just straight up first out of nowhere we just see Kylo, the main man himself, Kylo Ren, just casually pacing around wielding his bitchy ass lightsaber while stormtroopers do his job in the first couple fucking minutes of the First Order series. I would want to know why and where the hell did the First Order even come from?
I'm guessing that's what they're going to lead into. And that might be because there's a movie, just for context, there's a movie coming out like in 2 years from now called Mandalorian and Grogu, which is, you know, a theatrical movie about Mandalorian and Grogu, obviously. But it might be what season 4 was gonna be.
Let's be honest, if they extend the Mandalorian longer than what they need to, I will cry.
Thing is, I feel like they're already, I feel like season 3 already kind of tried to overstay its welcome a little.
Yeah.
Like, I actually should have forgot season 3 happened. I struggled to really think about, like, oh yeah, season 3 happened. That was a thing.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like what they're going to do, but before we just get it, please get it, just make it like, I feel like what they're gonna do with, like, this new movie and whatever they're trying to do with all the movies, is that this next movie is gonna be season 4, which we're gonna see, the beginnings of the First Order. But my question, my question is, so this Empire, like this new Empire, wanted Grogu because he was force sensitive, right?
Because of midichlorian count, yes.
So does that mean that, like, the finale of Bad Batch goes wrong? Like, it goes wrong for the Empire.
What do you mean by that? Elaborate, like, man.
So that means that the, like, what we're gonna see tomorrow in the finale, or like today, if this is coming out on May 1st, is the fact that that they're good, like the empire, that the Bad Batch is gonna be successful in like destroying Cantus, because then
that's the thing right there. How are you so sure?
I'm not sure. I'm just spitballing here.
They're not, I honestly think they're just planning to get Omega out. They're not actually planning to get rid of Tantus.
Maybe okay. No, I'm just saying like maybe it's a consequence of trying to get Omega. They destroy Tantus because they're not trying to get Omega back. They're trying to get like all the clones out. So maybe it's a consequence of trying to get all the clones out. Tantus is just obliterated and all their progress is gone. And that's why they go get Grogu. But it's so far away, though. That's so far away because
yeah, it's gently like okay. Grogu's entire spiel happens after the Empire falls. So
yeah,
that's really far from what you're saying.
That's why I'm just like I'm just like throwing things at the wall because I feel like, yeah, it's too far away for it to actually. Like matter.
Plus, but in the
it just kind of feels like we
actually see Tantus survive in depth, and they tried cloning Luke there for some reason.
Wait, Tantus is like we've seen Tantus before.
Yes, Tantus has been mentioned and seen in comics. Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. You can look it up. There are pictures of just Luke in the fucking one of those like
Wait. Cloning Luke, is that Legends or is that like canon?
I think it might be either I'm not 100 on this. I've just seen it. But I think it might be that's canon, Legends. I think it might be not. That's Legends?
There's a section here on Legends for Tantus.
What is it?
Yeah, it's Legends.
It's Legends?
Oh, Mount Tantus was a mountain on the planet of Wayland, the household of the Empire's secret storehouses. It was considered a forbidden place by both the Saturn and Minerish inhabitants. It came to house Grand Admiral Thrawn's secret cloning program during the Thrawn campaign. What? Tantus in Legends? The Legends fans must have gone batshit insane when Tantus was mentioned in Bad Batch.
Hey, let's be honest. When you have a clone that can just straight up beat the living crap out of Grievous, I think it might be a time to just put some of those things in canon. And I'm not faking this. Look up Sixes. That man was a menace. I am so happy he's not in canon, because that would have been such a fuck up.
They cloned Luke Skywalker. His name is Luke with two U's.
Luke.
Yeah. That's so insane. I imagine the fucking canon, the Legends fans just going batshit insane, seeing Tantus being like canon.
Nah.
No, because Tantus like, it sounds huge. That's Thrawn.
Yeah. I honestly, personally, don't think Tantus is going to get destroyed.
I feel like Tantus might get like setbacks, like it might get
setback. Yes, with them trying to get Omega out and Nala Say
the clones
protecting
out.
Them, protecting Omega for so long, it checks out. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Tantus and Ken has only been in Bad Batch. They must have gone fucking insane when first appearance in Star Wars canon in the season 1 finale, yeah, as in the corresponding episode guide. Yeah, no, people must have gone fucking insane when seeing this.
Yeah. Anyways, should we keep talking about Tales of the Empire?
Hmm? I'm trying to process this. Hold on. Okay.
Man heard about being in Legends and just straight up, huh?
Yeah, because it's what? So like, to me when things are brought in from Legends, I'm like, that's like, wait, that's like a little too much. Because Legends is insane. Hey, I guess like I said earlier, Legends is insane.
Be happy they ain't calling Luke yet.
Be happy. They fucking be happy. Then they fucking include Starkiller as Luke.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to see that. Hey, but it's nice to see. I'm actually really happy to see Thrawn in Tales of the Jedi. Not Tales of the Jedi, Tales of the Empire. Why? Because it gets to show his backstory, and Jesus Christ, his backstory is weird. Weirdly fucking cool.
Okay. First off, to close off like the clone thing. I feel like that like something we have to happen tomorrow on the finale, but to officially go into Tales of the Empire. So that's one of the things I kind of brought up. I didn't bring that up, so it's good that we're talking about it now. But the fact that Thrawn's here, but I don't think Thrawn's gonna get much of like involvement here. It's not about Thrawn because the
correction. Correction. He's at. I honestly plan he's gonna get throughout half the series, he's gonna get a lot of attention because it's gonna show the relationship between the Night Sisters, him, and how they all predicted his return back to the main galaxy. Like, he got chucked outside of the main Star Wars universe.
I know, yeah. That's why I kind of said when we were reviewing Ahsoka, like when I was watching Ahsoka and we were reviewing it, I think I said that it's like, did this man just get fucking sent to Earth? Like, straight up. But no, they didn't happen.
No. But
it would never Earth would never be in Star Wars canon.
And yeah, it's just straight up. I honestly want to see more Thrawn. Like,
yeah,
he's
I think
what
that
you call logic in Star Wars.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna be like the big bad, at least for now. He's gonna be the big bad.
I mean, how they portrayed Grievous, I honestly don't think about it. Have you seen how they did my man Grievous? Like, he's
in here in Total Empire.
Yes. In the start, you just get to see Grievous fight off the Night Sisters. My boy was slicing dicing.
He's gonna look. I feel like he's gonna look more. He's gonna like appear more like his like Clone Wars 2D like series like fighting style, like it like look and feel, because he just looks like a fucking killing machine in this series.
That's what he is, technically. He
is. I know, but thing is, like, in, like, canon, he's been sort of, like, portrayed as more of a joke.
I honestly want to see him a bit more serious, to be honest. Because yeah, the only thing I see from him is just straight up...
Yeah, that's canon Grievous. But like... Legends Grievous, when in the 2003 animated Clone Wars series, which was his first appearance, he was a mess. He should have killed that anyone. So in here,
didn't in his first appearance fight off an entirety of straight up arcs, managed to kill
four Jedi.
This was him just showing up. He fought off an entire arc team who had quad lasers, heavy armaments, rocket launchers, and the whole entire LAT gunship. He fought it off, lived, and still managed to take down four Jedi before leaving Shakti and Kit Fisto, not Kit Fisto, Ki-Adi-Mundi, barely alive. And he left Shaq T in a critical position.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that Davis just seems more like a threat in this series than he's ever been before. Because we're gonna see him fucking massacre Night Sisters. We're gonna see him kill heavy.
Destroy it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm excited. I'm excited about it. I want to see Grievous and with more a serious tone. I want to see him just destroy like he did in the series and the animated series.
But yeah. What I have here for like, so what I was saying is that the thing you see we see Thrawn in is actually like focusing more on Morgan and Elsbeth. Which is an interesting, which is a decision, I guess.
Nah. Honestly, I want to see more of those two relationships. I'll be honest with you.
I feel like it's more gonna be more than Elsbeth than actually like Thrawn.
Yeah, it's gonna be more. It's gonna be focused around her. I honestly think it's gonna be focused around her because she saw the fall and fought and tried to fight Grievous. She was trying to fight Grievous with everything.
Yeah.
And she lost. I think I'd be pretty pissed.
So something I've noted down here is that I put down notes if we will see her like actually how she obtained the Beskar spear. Because we do see her, we'll probably see one of my predictions, but we will see like the first episode of Morgan Elsbeth will be the Fall of the Night Sisters. Second episode is gonna be the her meeting with Thrawn. And third episode is like her rule.
Huh.
But like at some point they have to explain where she got the Beskar spear. Because she doesn't throw with it. And we do see her
with
it.
Wait, that was Morgan. That was Morgan in the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it. I just thought it was a random lady.
No, that was Morgan. That's her first appearance.
I gotta go back and watch. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, with everything you mentioned about Grievous and that we call it, talk about the Grievous and Night Sisters, we just talked about. So I'm not gonna mention that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Morgan Elsbeth. And then I had the second point, which is the Barriss stuff.
So, Barriss Offee, you know. Yo, I'm gonna put this out real quick. She actually had a non-canon death. Guess what? She got fucking destroyed by my main man, All Terrain Transport Enforcer. There we go. He basically, all that happened was her gun. She was fighting off in the main planet of Felucia before, you know, all four turrets just straight up point down and destroy her, and she ended up getting stepped on just in case, because why not? Yeah, that's her non-canon death. Look it up.
Cool. So what I actually point out here is that we will finally see where she ended up after season 5, because I haven't watched Clone Wars fully yet. I'm gonna rewatch it because I mentioned it multiple times, but we will eventually do a complete review of Clone Wars. We did try to do this way earlier in the podcast, but it didn't work out because we started doing it in chronological order, and I realized that it would take us a long.
Yeah, no, it's gonna take you a fat while because you just straight up start. You start in the Malevolence arc where
we start with the we start. We had the what I called it was that we went like the first episode part one was I called it the Christophsic arc because that's just what we fucking covered.
Yeah, it's yeah, technically Christophsis was one of the first planets on where the war was really intense, if I recall.
Yeah,
that moved up.
We covered the movie and we covered the Christophsis section of the of the series. That's why we covered part one, part two. Thing is, it got too hectic, and we were gonna end it. And the thing is, it was gonna be 13 parts. That was gonna. It would be a lot better if we just made 7 episodes, for all 7 seasons. But we didn't.
I think that'd be best. Yeah.
We didn't, and we gave up on it. Part two, we really gave up on it.
God damn.
So, and I wanna cover it because I haven't watched Clone Wars. So we're
coming to the finale of Clone Wars, and you know you should give it. You should give it an homage. Because if I recall,
we will eventually get a. Get to it, but first I think we have to cover the movie because the movie is canon. Like, so that means we'll have to review the movie again.
Don't worry.
So yeah, I think we did
cover the. The full first season already. Like, we did cover on the full first season, but we're gonna cover it again because we covered it out of order. We didn't cover the first season. We covered like a bunch of other fucking things. But yeah, Verizafi. I feel like, didn't she get like Edsa from the Jedi in season 5 after she?
Yeah, she tried blaming everything on Ahsoka. They said, they pulled a Una reverse card. They found out she was behind everything, and she got annexed.
Was she arrested, or was she just like exiled?
She was both exiled and arrested.
Ah, damn! So that's where she's been.
You can hear it. You can hear it in the trailer. One of the clones that was holding her prison said, "Be lucky you're not a Jedi." Because, you know, Order 66.
Yeah.
But then again, I also would have pulled the trigger on Verizafi. Because they kind of pulled the trigger on Ahsoka, and she wasn't a Jedi.
But yeah, that's where she's been in prison for, like, everything. So, what I also wanted to ask is, like, so she's an Inquisitor. She is officially going to be an Inquisitor.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, where the fuck has she been?
She definitely dying in the first in that series. She definitely dying. Either that or people are suspecting she's the seventh sister. You know, the one that appeared in not the seventh sister. Was it the fifth sister or was it the seventh sister? I don't recall very well. They basically presume she's the one that appears in Star Wars Rebels. You know, the one with the droids. I mean, tiny little droids.
I know who you're talking about, but I just don't see Barriss being that person.
I honestly see it, and I don't see it. I see it because, let's be honest, she strikes a lot of resemblance to Verizafi if we look at Master Luminara.
She does look like her, but I don't think so. Something I also didn't note here is that the fact that you just mentioned Luminara. Will this mention how they got Luminara? I feel like one of the things I think is gonna happen is that the final test that is mentioned in the trailer is gonna be Barriss killing Luminara.
Luminara is already dead.
I know, but like, when we see her in Rebels, dead. When we see her in Rebels, dead. We don't know how
No, she dies. She has a canon death in Order 66. I think.
I don't know. They've retconned things before.
Yeah, you're right. But so, I honestly don't see Barriss killing Master Luminara. I don't see
that. That's the thing. Like, I feel like that's something I think Vader would do to, like, make her, like, fully prove her loyalty to the Empire and to the Inquisitorius. Like, make her kill Luminara as their final test, or hunt Luminara.
Let's be honest. Vader really hated the Inquisitorius, so yeah, he would probably do that.
Either he already captured Luminara and is just doing it as a test, or he's gonna, oh yeah, wait, you mentioned that, he's gonna fucking hate, he's gonna loathe Aunt Beris. He's gonna hate her.
Oh, like dead ass. No, like, my man hated so much the Grand Inquisitor. He trapped in a temple. He, well, I don't know what he's gonna do to Beris.
Beris is not only an Inquisitor, but she's also the person who fucking framed Ahsoka. So
yeah, she basically just threw a target on herself.
She's either not making out of this series alive, or she is, but we never see her ever again. Because she is not anywhere after this.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I guess we will have to wait and see how the Beris stop. Because Beris does pose a very interesting question, because she's been in prison this entire time. But then it's like, okay, then she's an Inquisitor. Okay, then where the fuck is she? Because Merrick is alive by the time of Ahsoka. Does that mean that Beris lives the end of, lives through Tales of the Empire, lives through the Empire, essentially lives through, like, all of the stuff we see happen during the original trilogy, and Rebels, and we never see her through that, and she survives until, like, the Ahsoka era, like Mandalorian stuff, or she's gonna straight up die.
She straight up dies in Rebels. I honestly want to say that she becomes the fifth sister, the seventh sister. I honestly see that.
Maybe, but then we might see seventh sister in this series, and that just gets thrown out the window.
Yeah, if she appears, then that gets thrown out the window. We just have to wait and see, because we were just speculating at this point.
Yeah, that's what the episode is, speculation. So yeah, I think that the final test will be Luminara, and I think that we'll finally see what happens to Beris after this, because it's something that's been really like contested in the fandom, in Star Wars fandom, like where the hell Beris is.
Arrested.
Aside from arrested or dead, because she is not going to be just like arrested. She just has to be either dead or arrested by the time of Mandalorian. So we'll see where she goes. Because she's now gonna be a fake.
The time of the Mandalorian, the Inquisitorial group was gone.
There were
no Inquisitors left.
Aside from Merrick, who became a mercenary.
So like Asajj Ventress, where she straight up became a bounty hunter after she defected from Count Dooku.
But she's not like. I guess she's like Asajj Ventress is like Asajj Ventress, but unlike Asajj Ventress, he's fucking dead. Also, we haven't seen Asajj Ventress since Bad Batch in like canon officially, so yeah.
I'm gonna have to stop you right there, my boy. She has a canon death.
She survived
Order 66. She survived Order 66. She went out to become a better bounty hunter. What else? Do you know what was the name of this Master Jedi? You know, he used dreads for some fucking reason.
Quinlan Voss.
Yes. She and him become a thing.
I know. And
she dies in his arms. That's funny.
The thing is, when we see that death was retconned, because that death happens before Bad Batch. No, I'm not dead serious. I am dead serious.
I'm about to go to Disney and snap someone's neck. Deadass.
It is like it's been retconned. Like it's said that those events happened. Like those things happened, but that she survived.
No.
Yeah, you can look it up.
No, because they kept saying they're gonna keep Asajj Ventress in an area where her death is still canon though. Like they kept saying that.
Like, her death is still canon, but she got better.
I got over it.
Yeah, she got over it. Essentially, that's literally what happens. So, like, her death is canon. But it's, like, death in quotation marks. Like, she died, but she came back to life.
All we know, Fennec Shand has some weird-ass, info people. Because where the hell did you recruit Sasha Ventress from?
Yeah. Or how she even I don't fucking know, but yeah.
And bounty hunters are bounty hunters.
Maybe that series. Maybe that series we get of Tales of the whatever the fuck. It's like Tales of the I don't know.
Tales of the First Order, right there.
Tales of the bounty hunters, man.
By the way, speaking of going into detail about ships and all that, we saw the Marauder get destroyed in Bad Batch episode. The episode before this one, my boy, 13? I cried 13. My heart out. 13, I cried my heart out. That ship has been part of the family. Just to see it get blown up like that.
Yeah. Goddamn. I was like, damn. I was in shock.
They're going.
Thing is, okay, like to kind of like as a Bad Batch, like first impressions, not really, before we actually make the episode. When I was watching the series, I was like, oh, wait, damn, we're on episode 13. This thing's ending in like 2 weeks.
Shit.
And like, it never really felt like it was ending. That's the thing. I was like, oh, wait, it's actually ending.
Yeah. Bad Batch is just going to be a continuation to a trilogy. That's what's gonna happen. The way things are heading is just being a continuation to trilogy or something more in depth to Project Necromancer and what the Emperor was doing with all those clones.
But yeah. Is that it? Is that all we're gonna say? Is that everything? We mentioned everything?
Midichlorian counts. That's all I gotta say, yeah.
God damn. I can't believe midichlorians were. I thought midichlorians were fucking retcon.
Nah, fuck no. They're the main thing. They're the main thing about fucking Star Wars. If you have a high midichlorian count, bro, you're getting drafted.
I thought when Ahsoka when the Ahsoka series had Sabine just become a Jedi, just become force sensitive, just because she could. We were like, oh yeah, midichlorians are not canon anymore. Like, nope, midichlorians are like the fucking source of the entire sequel trilogy.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like everything, really. But yeah. Mm-hmm. We did mention everything, right? Like everything.
Yep.
Okay. So that's it. We talked about a lot about Star Wars. Just anything.
Yeah.
Star Wars at this point. So, yeah. To put people at home, what did you think about the trailer for Tales of the Empire? Leave in the comments below. You can find all of our socials in the channel page of the YouTube channel, The Entertainment. But if you're listening to this on Spotify, just go to the YouTube channel at the Entertainment. Dragon, do you have anything to promote? Sub promotion.
The only thing I gotta say for the Sunday is midichlorian counts are best. Omega's gonna get fucking, I don't know, and the Bad Batch are dead.
I love these affirmative. Bad Batch is dead.
Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, Hunter Wrecker, we already got Tech, my boy Tech is down already, so who knows. I just don't want Crosshair to die. He's the best character right there.
I just love that Bad Batch is dead. We're gonna find out tomorrow. So yeah.
Anyways, end it here.
Yeah. So for me, for my all that stuff, it's at MercurySC for YouTube, AO3 Wattpad, Champions.net. For my Twitter, it's at MercurySC Cheese. And for my Twitch, it's MercurySCCheese. So yeah, that's it. That's about it. Say your goodbyes.
Goodbye. And may the Force be with you. Always.
Okay. Well, yeah, this will come out on May 4th, so there's that. Anyways, that's about it. See ya.